If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Michael is on the phone, and today he wants to call a girl named Madeline. They actually had one of the worst first dates ever, but on purpose. Yeah. It wasn't a bad thing. They decided, as a joke, they would find the worst rated restaurant on Yelp and go eat there, and they did, and it was a really weird experience. And then they went to a dive bar after, and you can't figure out why he's not getting a call back. All right, Michael, we're about to dial her phone number. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous, but excited.
And you thought that, like, maybe the date ended up just being a little bit too much for her?
I think so. I can't imagine anything else. I'm afraid I freaked her out, but, you know, I remember she was the one who first expressed interest in me, so I'm really in the dark here.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't think maybe she got food poisoning and died, do you?
Died?
Oh, I hope not.
Well, she's not calling you back. That's my only, the only thing I can think of is she's got to be dead.
The
That's
restaurant
what I always think, though.
1.5 stars, not 0 stars.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go, Michael.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Madeline, please?
This is she.
Hey, Madeline, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I think I made my payment this month already.
What? Are you sure? Because I'm checking my records and I don't see a payment made.
I mailed it like 2 days ago.
No.
I'm not a bill collector or anything else. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh.
You have some weird bills, Madeline.
I'm sorry. I get lots of weird phone calls.
If you'd like to submit a payment to me, I would be more than willing to give you my information and you can send a check.
No, I give away too much money as it is. So what's up?
I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And Michael actually sent us an email wondering if we could get you on the phone and ask why you're not calling him back.
Michael.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy sigh there, Madeline.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated with Michael at the moment.
Oh.
Really? Can you tell us why?
Well, it was just one of the most frustrating dates ever.
Frustrating?
Yes. Frustrating. I don't know how else to describe it. Frustrating.
He said you guys laughed, you had fun, you connected.
Yeah, you know, I really didn't have the opportunity to connect with him because I was, like, panicking the whole time.
You were panicking?
Yes.
Why
were you panicking?
So, I don't know what he told you, but we went to this restaurant, like, way on the other side of town, which meant we were in the car for, like, 45 minutes each way.
Okay.
And I think you can tell a lot about a person by the way they drive. And Michael is not a very good driver. Like, probably one of the worst drivers I have ever ridden with. Like,
whoa, really?
Not road rage. Like, I don't mean that, you know.
What did he...
Yeah, like what?
He's just clueless behind the wheel.
So wait, so he was an aggressive driver?
No, not aggressive. Like, the exact opposite. Not aggressive enough. Like, like jerking on the brakes really hard. Like, I'm, like, flopping back and forth in the seat when he's braking. Like, when we're trying to merge, he slows down instead of speeding up. I swear we almost, like, hit 3 cars.
Yeah.
I
can understand why you wouldn't want to go out with him again. The people that do that are so obnoxious.
Yeah. You were actually having road rage while in the car with the driver.
Basically, I was trying to keep myself under control, but, like, you know, my foot's, like, pressed on the floorboard. Like, I'm the one driving, you know, like, oh, my God.
So, wait, you liked him outside of that. It's just you can't date somebody who drives like that.
I mean, I liked him when I first kind of met him. We were all kind of hanging out with some friends, but I didn't really get a chance to talk to him. And so on our date, I was so preoccupied, like anxious about getting back in the car with him for another 45 minutes after the meal was over. I couldn't think about anything else. You know? Oh. And then, like, I don't know, the restaurant guy sat down at the table and was talking. So, I mean, I have no idea if I like him or not anymore. I'm just, like, so terrified of him driving.
I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to date somebody, you're going to be in the car with them a lot.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't
make sense. You could drive all the time.
I don't think it makes sense. It doesn't, like, you really think it reflects who he is as a person.
I don't know. If he's that, like, clueless and unaware, what does that mean about the other areas of his life that are not as important as,
that's
you know?
Judgmental.
Good question, Madeline. And we should just ask him because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you. Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
See?
Hey. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm genuinely sorry that you were scared, but I don't get how. I mean, I was going slow. I was, you know, checking all my blind spots. I was cautious.
Yeah, that was the problem, Michael. We're going 30 miles an hour on the highway.
Whoa! Well, what you're not thinking about is I'm also trying to impress you at the same time. Like, my mind is on the road, on my phone, and trying to get to know you. It's a lot of multitasking.
Michael, I don't know what to tell you, okay? I mean, you're how old? You're supposed to be able to handle these things, like have a basic conversation and, you know, drive safely.
I was driving safely. I was going slow because I didn't want to freak you out. I'm shocked.
The irony.
Have you ever been told that you're a bad driver before, Michael?
No, but, I mean, usually I'm driving by myself because, I mean, having a lot of people, it gets pretty distracting.
Barely.
It sounds like you get distracted easily.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But, like, we were driving on new streets, and there was a lot going on that night. I was nervous about the restaurant, too. Like, I think you're holding a lot of things against me that were just a one-time situational thing.
Michael, listen. Don't you remember we got to the restaurant, and I'm like, okay, GPS says we're here. I'm, like, pointing it out. And you're like, no. And I'm like, yes, it's right there. There's a parking spot. And you're like, no, I think we should make the block. I'll be honest with you, Michael. I just really never wanted to hit somebody that much in my life as I wanted to hit you right then.
Okay.
I just wanted to get out of the car, you know? Like,
if I had known you were getting violent in your head, then yeah.
I just can't believe the only thing Michael did wrong was drive.
Yeah, but...
Look, I was in the car with him, not you. And when you're in the car for an hour and a half round trip with somebody who's that bad of a driver, you might consider taking your own life, too, okay?
Oh, my God!
Yeah. For food poisoning at that restaurant.
I feel you on that one, Madeline.
Okay, that's pretty overly dramatic, in my opinion. You're not going to take your own life because you're sitting in a passenger seat of the car with me, okay?
Okay, right, all right. But I'm just trying to make a point. It was terrifying. I mean, I'm still shaken up about it.
Still.
All right, then how about we go on another date and you drive?
Oh.
That is a good solution.
Hey, let's see.
Yeah, Madeline, would you like to go out with Michael again for a second date? We will pay for it. Not your gas money, though, but we will pay for the date.
I mean, you said yourself that you were so distracted by his driving that you weren't even able to get to know who he was.
That's true. But I'm just thinking about, like, if it were to work out, you know, someday down the line, he's going to be driving, and I just feel like, I don't know, that would just be... I don't know if I can handle it.
Are you serious?
So you won't go out with him again in case you ever have to drive with him.
Madeline, you guys could become the public transit couple. You could just do Uber everywhere you go. You could just drive literally everywhere you go. That's what I do in my relationship.
Look, his driving just makes me a terrible person, apparently. And I don't want to be that person. So I just don't want to risk it.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. That's not good.
Sorry, man. You know what make you feel better? Maybe go out for a long, slow drive somewhere.
Very slow.
And just make sure you're not in my neighborhood, okay?
Oh, come on.